So, what are the benefits then, or economic benefits of organizations? So, the main types of economic benefits would be one, employment, two, tax revenue, three, improved standard of living, four, economic growth, and five, your balance of payments. So, what do these benefits mean? So, the first one, let's look at the first economic benefit, which is your employment. So, when organization set up, people go have to be directly employed in that organization. So those people are going to be getting wages. But also you're going to have knock-on effect, or people who will be employed from businesses in the local area. So you would have a business that was set up, and then you might have a shop that might set up in the local area that might provide coffee and sandwiches to those people. Then you might kind of have a financial services sector that might come in, like your banks might come in, so people can do their banking. So different services will have a knock-on effect when that organization or business sets up in the local area. Your second one then, so the second economic benefit will be tax revenue. So the local authority would benefit from tax such as rent and rates. So when the if you're looking at an offices, they'll rent those offices out. So the local authority will get rent, and then rates then for the light and heat, or the lighting of the streets and the picking up of waste then as well. So the local authority then will get money, that would be their revenue, and then they can use that money to provide essential services for the local community or the local area. Improved standard of living then, number three. So employees will have more money, which can lead to a better standard of living, so to be able to kind of have more disposable income. Economic growth, so this will lead to an increase in the amount of goods and services produced from one year to the next, and this is a positive for economic growth. So remember, your growth is when more goods and services are produced in a year. And to produce those goods and services, you need employment, so people are working. So that's going to have a positive effect for the government, because there's going to be more revenue for them in the form of tax, your POI, your PRSI, and your USC. People are going to spend their money then, so you're going to have more income in the form of VAT, and then less people will be on the social welfare. So a huge thing there for the economic growth. And the last one then, your balance of payments. So this can lead to reduction in goods being imported into the country and more exports. So this results in money coming into Ireland and not leaving the country. So remember, your balance of payments is your total exports, which are invisible, plus visible exports, minus your total imports, which are visible imports plus invisible imports. So it's a difference. Your balance of payments is a difference between total exports minus total imports. And you want to have more exports than imports. So remember, exports are good for the country, because that's when money is coming into Ireland, where imports is where we're bringing goods in from foreign countries and the money is leaving Ireland. So the economic benefits of organizations then are employment, tax revenue, improved standard of living, economic growth, and your balance of payments.